In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will begin these morning services with mutual thanksgiving and prayer. Our God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all your goodness and your blessing that you have blessed these services up to this moment. You have given us good weather, and we have been able to refresh our hearts in the hearing of your word. And we thank you for all the temporal gifts that we have received from you. But the greatest thanks to you is from this everlasting gift that you have prepared for us and everyone. Your righteousness. Through faith you have kept us as your own up to this moment. Of this, we want to thank you and praise you. We pray that you would bless these upcoming services and this last service day. Give your servants those words that nourish the hearers of the word, so that the people who are your children would become nourished, and the word of the gospel would invite those who are not yet in God's kingdom, so they would also be partakers of this grace. This we pray in Jesus' name, and we say securely, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For the introduction of the sermon and for mutual study, I will read in Jesus' name God's word from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, from the beginning of chapter 15, a longer version from verse 1 to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Amen. This is written God's word. Is around Maundy Thursday. In the previous chapters, John tells of how Jesus was with his own in the communion, Last Supper, and how Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, for example. He, in so many ways, wanted to prepare his students, disciples, to that which was coming. And also, in many ways, wanted to give them an example of this, how they and us, who in these times follow our Redeemer's ways, how we should act and live. Soon after this, what we heard, Jesus goes with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, where, as we remember, he is captured and he is brought to be heard, and where the suffering times start. But at that same time, Jesus wants to clearly leave to his own a picture of how tight this bind is with his own, with his congregation. How Christ and his own really are one. I am the true vine, says Jesus. He does not say that he is the trunk of the vine or some other part of the tree, but he says that he is that whole tree. Ye are branches. It consists of a life, a whole life which cannot be broken into parts. That wine tree is one whole matter. We have heard many times of this, of these features of the wine tree, and it is true that the trunk that these branches are on, it is very modest looking. It does not have the same kind of shape as what we get to see in the forests. It is short and it has very long and bountiful branches. But this is, according to Jesus' teachings, a picture of him and his own. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am touched strongly by what Jesus then says. This husbandman, the gardener, cuts away all branches that do not bear fruit. Often it feels so that it is somehow easy to think that a person can himself decide that he does not want to, he does not have the strength to, or for some other reason cannot. Still, through faith, be a partaker of this congregation and this wine tree. But still, this Jesus' word tells of this, that in the end, this husbandman, this gardener, is the one who cuts the dry branch of this tree. We understand that the gift of faith, a person cannot, with their own strength or with their own decision, get for themselves, or we cannot give it to another. But this connection to this wine tree, to God's congregation, the birth and the death of this, and in the end, is in God's hands. As long as a person has even a weak or small faith, he is taken care of in this wine tree, just as Jesus says, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and that it may bring forth more fruit. Of everything that would so that it would bear more fruit. When we talk of this fruit, I think that we all see that, or don't see these fruits that Jesus talks of. We often feel ourselves very fruitless. Like lifeless branches in that tree. But still, the fact that our faith is still there, just like a flickering candle, it is that kind of fruit which is not our own, but it comes as a gift of God. And God wants to keep and clean this kind of fruit-bearing branch and connect it to this tree so that it would keep this ability to carry fruit or bear fruit. Oftentimes, we get to see of our brothers and sisters these fruit that God's grace and love causes. And it is so that God's will is not so that we would see the fruits ourselves. They are meant for serving and for the goodness of others. They are meant for the support of our travel friends and the work, and for the work of God's kingdom, for the needs. And in that way, that heavenly gardener cleans those branches of the wine tree so that they would bear that fruit that he wants them to bear. Humanly thinking, it's very interesting that God wants to work in the midst of people through his own. Through those sinful people, but this is the way of God's work, so that his power would be seen through those poor or through those weak. When Jesus there, after his farewell speech, tells how this portion of the Bible tells of how he turns to his Heavenly Father in prayer and prayers and prays on behalf of his own and prayers, for example, of so that he would asks for God not to take them away from God, from the world, but care for them. And this shows how God wants to do his work, and he wants to keep his children here in this time in the midst of people. Oftentimes scattered around, so that he, through them, would be inviting inside those, that through those fruits would be seen and would do that which is the which is God's will. And in this way, this portion of the Bible, of God's word, is instructing us that we would avoid this evaluation of our own fruits and life of faith, that we would be able to keep this humble mind of a child, so that we would be prepared to be God's work when He wants to use us. I myself often think, for example, when I'm asked to serve here, this human mind, that there are so many more better people who think more clearly, and surely it is so, but the right thinking would be that I have now been asked, and it is needed to show this humbleness and obedience, or this, and set these gifts which we are not aware of ourselves, which God wants to use. This is what Jesus' text talks of, for example. That is what it is to be a branch in this vine tree. It cleans and cares for these branches so that it bears fruit. And then Jesus, in many ways, often talks of this, how important it is to keep this connection to this trunk. Abide in me so that I will abide in you. This, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. It is natural that when a branch is taken away from the tree, it does not stay alive, but it surely dries, just as Jesus here speaks. It is important that we would keep this humble child's mind, so that we would want to keep this bind in the tree. And Jesus comforts then, if a man abide in me, then I will abide in you. It is very comforting and secure to hear that, hear and remember that we have strong promises that these grace binds are never taken away by God. Even at these services, oftentimes we have heard and we have been reminded how only sin can separate us from God. Only sin is what causes the death of this branch of the tree. When this gardener at last cuts this dead branch away from this vine tree, Jesus says that the dry branches is they are burned. But God wants to plant this dead branch again to this vine tree and it is possible through the grace of repentance. And for that reason, God, in His kingdom's gospel, invites to come back every person when they are born in this world. They are a part of this wine tree as a birth gift through Christ, can be a partaker of God's child. But without the nourishment and care, this does not bear fruit. But as long as we have life, there is the possibility to return back to this wine tree. And this gardener can once again still bind this branch, this wine tree. And God still talks of this gospel. And Jesus sent His own to bring to all over the world. When He here talks of love, He says that there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. And Lord Jesus has loved His own with this great love, and He wants to send His own to proclaim this forward. This word that He had sent His own is that God's kingdom has come near. Repent and believe in the gospel. The invitation of the gospel and the message of the Christ, God's kingdom and the kingdom of heaven, comes near everyone, every hearer of the word. And it says to repent. Luther explains of this repentance very simply, that it is not any act of man. It is nothing that a person could, through his own words or own power and understanding, could do. But it is so that you understand of being lacking this bindness of bind with God. It is this feeling of sinfulness, and there's something that separates us from God, and this is sin. It is that the heart gives away God. But repentance is at the same time believing in the promise of the gospel that Lord Jesus has forgiven our sins, and everyone has the permission to believe this and be binded in this tree as a live branch without your own possibilities or deeds, but only through God's grace and love. This is what Jesus sent His own to do when He said that my wish is to our will is to go forth and spread the fruit, spread the word and this gospel, which asks to return back to this living branch of with Christ. And in the end verses, Jesus says that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. We have not chosen ourselves. We are not those who have decided or pondered or come to a conclusion that this would be the best, that we can be members of God's flock. This is not the case, but God has chosen us. These services, we have been reminded of this, how God saw it good to choose those who, through sermon, believe in him. Those who forsake this human thoughts and many times pride. A person many times would want to discuss with God on the same level, but it is not appropriate to God. God waits for a person to humble themselves, and through the same grace would take this grace offer, which through which God chooses us. And we get to be of these chosen ones in the live wine tree. God uses us in his work. And as difficult as it many times feels, and believe for yourselves, God still lets the gospel's light shine through our own, and in this way wants to invite inside still those who are on the outside. If this sermon is being heard by a friend who feels or experiences that you are not a live branch on this tree, hear in with this kind of ear that you are also invited to this bind. Even over your sins, the Lord Jesus has prepared forgiveness, and through his gospel is proclaimed so that you can securely, through faith, own. On behalf of you, given and this, you can believe for yourself, and the forgiveness of sins, the words of it, in Jesus' name and blood, which we have been used to hear, even in this morning services, it is secure to hear that. Still, you can uplift your heart to believe by God's side. These promises, and he wants to over and over again assure you, be of good comfort. You can even now believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. and in this way be as a live branch in that wine tree. Which congregation binds this love, which Jesus in the last verse says, "These things I command you, that ye love one another." In Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood, you can believe your sins forgiven. Oftentimes, in sermons, it is spoken that this love is like this kind of fence that keeps these live rocks in the God's kingdom together. This love is matters of this God's house, and it is of from heaven, and it carries us to the end. Faith and hope are not needed anymore when we are home, but love returns to our Father in heaven. And for that reason, Jesus here still emphasizes that it is his command that his own would love one another. And in this way, we can start our last service day that God wants to take care of all of us. This same gospel's blessing is also for you, little children and youth. Even you can securely uplift your hearts to believe all your sins. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And through the blessing of this gospel, it is secure to live in God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.